This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Brenda Pinheiro. She attends Grace Lutheran Church in Harlingen, Texas. She's director of programs and lawyer for ProBar, an immigration project of the American Bar Association, a member of the Southwestern Texas Synod Council's Executive Committee, a member of the MHP Salud, that's a community health worker program, board of directors, American Bar Association Top 40 Young Lawyers honoree in the year 2021. She says, I grew up strongly rooted in my faith, attending Principe de Paz, that's Prince of Peace, an ELCA congregation in Caguas, Puerto Rico. When you grow up in poverty, building connections is important. Church was never 1 hour and then you're gone. It was always a 5-hour thing that happened every Sunday. I moved to Texas not knowing anyone. Before I moved here for a job, I was working in a bakery making coffee and serving oatmeal so I could save money and study for the bar exam. In the first Sunday after my arrival, I opened the church's door when the pastor said we had a new person coming, and I feel accompanied by grace. They gave me strength, and they remind me that I'm not alone. I work in the field of immigration. I oversee the biggest detained immigration project on an annual basis. We serve 22,000 unaccompanied children. Our goal is to ensure due process and access to justice, to ensure that everyone has a fair chance to discuss their case. As a person of faith, I firmly believe in welcoming the stranger. Those who do not welcome the stranger, I found, are afraid of losing what they have, and I think there's enough for everyone. I believe that many of us can be good stewards of what the Lord has made possible. The first client I got out of detention was a 16-year-old boy from Honduras. I asked him, "Let's talk about next steps. Do you still have my business card?" He looked at me and he said, "Yes, I still have it. I put it in my Bible over Psalm 91. And then he started reciting it. I wanted to cry, but I didn't want to do it in front of my client. And when I got into my car, I was bawling. I took a humongous leap of faith, trying to improve my life, practicing with my law degree and helping others, and I sure felt God at that moment. 3 years ago, a hurricane devastated my community in Puerto Rico, and my parents were without power for 8 months. Gethsemane Lutheran Church in San Antonio collected supplies to send to Puerto Rico, but they needed money to pay for shipment. After I texted someone in our church council, Grace ended up raising $1,500 to cover the shipment so supplies could go there. That's the biggest sign of love and support they've ever shown. It was amazing. I love cooking. Growing up in Puerto Rico, I learned that after hurricane storms and anything was quite stressful, that sharing a meal was very important. I've used that strategy for many conversations as an adult. I'm going to cook the flan, cut a piece, and put in front of everybody. There's so much beauty that happens as you sit at a table because you see the person that's next to you as an equal. You lower your walls and your defenses. Every time I pray, I say to God, may other people see you in my face. I say that because I pray for strength so I can be a good ambassador of faith and what a life of faith can be. I pray for peace also. I'm a Lutheran because I am a woman of action, and I've always seen the ELCA as a church that's extremely active rather than passive. There's so many programs and projects that we support that bring me pride. Our church is all those things: possibility, strength, motion, action, resilience. I believe, and we believe, in a God that was resurrected.